No matter where you are, if you're within the sound of this signal, it's Texas Standard Time. And we're awfully glad you're spending some of that time with us on this Wednesday, January 27th, 2016. I'm David Brown. Yesterday, we told you that Texas lawmakers were hearing from law enforcement groups and university officials to get a sense of how changes to Texas's gun laws were having an impact or not. The general message? A whole lot of confusion over who can do what and where. Now, to be clear, there's open carry, which took effect in January, and there's campus carry, which will not be open carry and will not take effect until August. And now, as the Tribune puts it, an unlikely figure emerging in the campus carry debate. He is a Nobel laureate, a physicist, and more to the point, the only Nobel Prize winner who teaches at the University of Texas. Dr. Steven Weinberg, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Good morning.
A couple of days ago, Dr. Weinberg, you were at a faculty council meeting where you apparently stood up and made an announcement. Could you tell us what you told your colleagues?
I was commenting on the report of a committee called the Good Committee on how the University of Texas at Austin would implement the legislation passed opening up the campus to concealed weapons. And I urged a compromise in one respect, that instead of banning guns altogether from classrooms, as the faculty council had urged, or admitting them entirely to all classrooms, mm-hmm. as the Good Committee reluctantly recommended, I urged that we leave it up to the individual faculty member. And I said, for my own part, I would exclude guns from the classroom.
Some people have said that that would expose you personally to liability. In fact, you wind up in court over this.
Well, I might, but you know, a law has to be construed in a way that's consistent with the Constitution of the state and of the United States. And in particular, it must not put an undue burden on First Amendment rights of free speech. I think, and some members of the law school at UT think, that a law that requires faculty to admit guns into the classroom where controversial matters may be discussed does put an undue burden on the rights guaranteed under the First Amendment. The law doesn't say that. It's a question of how it's implemented.
Right.
And I am urging that the university adopt a policy of faculty choice, which would avoid the conflict with the First Amendment. I think if I did wind up in court, that's the argument I would make. That, and no federal court has heard this issue. This is, at the moment, an open issue. The Good Committee explicitly said they were not getting into the constitutional question. I think they should have.
The university committee has said that a classroom ban would not be permissible under the new law. To my knowledge, though, you're the only professor who said you will not allow concealed handguns in his classes.
No, I'm not. Several faculty members have told me that they'll take the same position. In fact, I think that's important to realize. None of them so far have said this in a public way that's been picked up by the press. But a number of faculty have told me they'll take this position. That's one reason I think it's so important that the university should not be in the position of requiring faculty to admit an undue burden on their First Amendment rights.
Let me ask this. UT's president has not made a decision. He's weighing the recommendations of the committee. But if he does say that we are not going to institute a ban in classrooms, and he does say that guns will have to be allowed in class, what are you prepared to do?
Well, I believe, you know, it's a difficult position. I love the University of Texas, and I hate to be in a position of violating its regulations. I think I will probably do what I did this term and put a line into the syllabus of my course saying that guns are not allowed in the class, and then leave it up to their sense of honor to comply with the statement. I'm not going to be, as I said, I'm not going to put a metal detector in the door of the classroom or go through those routines you see on television, feeling them to see
sure.
if they're carrying weapons.
But would that accomplish?
I think I probably wouldn't ask them either.
But would that accomplish the objective that you set out here? You're concerned about how this might affect speech, the honor system, knowing the possibility that some people may not be honorable. So,
as you see. I don't know what I can do about it. Once you admit guns on the campus, it's very hard to keep them out of anywhere. In fact, there are all kinds of regulations that the Good Committee is proposing, keeping guns out of dormitories, out of places where there are children, out of places where there is sensitive laboratory equipment. I don't know who's going to enforce that. I don't know how it will be enforced except by our reliance on the students to obey these restrictions. And that's what I think I'll have to rely on.
Dr. Steven Weinberg is a physicist, a Nobel Prize winner, and he teaches at the University of Texas at Austin. Dr. Weinberg, thank you very much.
Thank you.